Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Usually, we talk to our next guest at 4. Today, we're going to bump him up to the 2:20 segment with plenty to talk about. Vrabel versus Stefanski, plenty of big NFL storylines as well. And on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance needs and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Ross Tucker's on your radio on the Fan Hotline right now. Ross, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you? I appreciate the flexibility. I'm about to fly out to L.A. to call Vikings-Chargers tomorrow night for Western 1 on the radio. So I will be in the air when we normally talk at 4. So I think probably not to be your programming director, but we can do this now. And then you could re-air it at 4 and then again at 5. That's what I would do.
And then maybe 6, too, as well, just to be safe.
Yeah, I think so. What if there's people – I mean, I always think about that. Like right now, there are people that they're going to get in their car today. They're going to turn on at 4. I'm not going to be there. And like, am I culpable then for the emotional devastation that causes them? I don't know. You know, I feel somewhat culpable if that's the case. So hopefully you guys will re-air it then so that people can get their 20 minutes of facts every week.
It's okay, Ross. It's only like when you go to a fast food restaurant and they won't give you ice cream when you know ice cream is there.
Yeah, you see the machine. It's just said, you know, out of order.
That's all.
You know, wait a minute. Why are you guys bringing that up?
Just random. No reason.
Tell me what happened.
Well, it happens all the time, Ross.
It's an obvious fast food trope.
Yeah. Have you not had this problem?
Did you just have this happen to you?
Last, I thought you guys, like, I thought I talked about this or something. A couple Mondays ago, or maybe last Monday, I was doing Bears Commanders. So I'm driving down to D.C. So I'm going to get some like late lunch on the way down. I'm on the Chick-fil-A app, and it will not let me order a milkshake. And I've been in this Chick-fil-A 20 times, and I'm so confused as to what's going on. I call the Chick-fil-A. You know, because this is my whole plan for 3 days was, okay, I know I'm going to get some awesome Chick-fil-A, the milkshake, going down. I call. They answer. They're courteous, as always. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to order online, and it won't let me order a milkshake. And they're like, yes, sir. Unfortunately, our ice cream machine is down. And that was very close to what everybody in the Cleveland area is going to feel at 4 o'clock when I'm not on your radio station. It was devastation. So then I had to switch. Like Chick-fil-A, the milkshake was a big part of stopping by there. So I had to totally revamp everything. I took a step back from a food standpoint and instead went to Starbucks and just got their, like, ham and Swiss panini sandwich. But then I got a venti coffee frappuccino, which is a caffeinated milkshake, which is probably what I needed before a late night. So it all works out.
I'm glad things worked out for you. You soldiered through, and I think that's what people are going to take from this.
Have you ever dropped a "But I'm Ross Tucker" line on anyone, and has it worked?
Or "I know my rights." That's another one.
I have not dropped either one of those
yet.
But I will say, if someone knows who I am, that helps for sure at times. That's helped. But I don't know what they can do if the ice cream machine is down.
Who says it's really down?
You could do what journalists used to do, which is just shame them publicly online.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it happens. It's the first time in the history of my relationship with Chick-fil-A that the ice cream machine's been down. So I'm going to let it slide this time and not get to that level of devastation. I will say, I think it's so interesting. I did the Bengals and Steelers last Thursday night. So I had a whole vision of what this interview today was going to be like during that game, after the game, seeing some of the clips from Cleveland the day after that game. And then the Browns went out and curb stomped the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So now, like, I really don't know what to expect from this interview. I thought it was going to go one way. But then did the Browns shut you guys up or no?
No, we'll get into football in a sec. I did want to ask you, though. I heard you on with Pony last week, and you offered to drop I listened to it on I was talking to the guys on Pittsburgh Sports Radio, and I didn't know if that was just a thing you're doing on all the hits now.
Yeah. Hmm. You were really listening to that?
I heard your sushi story. I heard it all, Ross.
So I have a question. You're a Cleveland sports talk radio guy, but you listen to Pittsburgh sports talk radio?
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah, I listen to sports radio all across the country. Oddly enough, I listen to a lot of Detroit sports talk radio too. I like the medium.
Marconi Award winners there.
Yeah, I like the medium.
Wow, that is fascinating. I would think that you'd listen to your station to hear how the people are feeling about things in Cleveland, but I guess you get enough.
We do that too. No, we do that. We do that too.
We're both sports talk junkies. It's a problem.
Yeah.
All right, well, John Jansen, I'll be on in Detroit at 8 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, which, by the way, is in fact 5 a.m. Pacific time. So that will be amazing for the people in the hotel room next to me when I'm just talking about the Detroit Lions at 5 a.m. at an L.A. airport. They're going to love that. I did put that out there for Pony. I forget what I said. It's a good thing I didn't bring him up even more, because that was a disastrous night for him. He said that they were going to beat the Bengals 38-3. He bet two nipple piercings on it. I hope he's going through with it. Is he still going to go through with it?
He said he will.
Yeah, he said he is. He's going to line it up with like a whole everything. What do, you know?
That's unbelievable. That's why you don't make comments like that. Oh, my gosh. No, he said no. He's not putting any numbing agents on.
No. I think he just really wants to do it.
So I guess I don't know like how that feels, but it doesn't sound real good.
Ross, are the Patriots really as good as their record suggests they are?
I think they might be. And I think they might be primarily because of just how good Drake May is. I mean, he is. I saw a lot of flashes last year, and I was thoroughly impressed. I called two games last year for one was CBS, one was NFL Network, and he was excellent in those games. I mean, really good, I thought, for a rookie, but they had nobody around him. And then now that they got a little bit more people around him, new coaching staff, I mean, there's a lot of metrics out there that will tell you he's been the best quarterback in football so far this season. I'm not ready to go there. But the point is he's been really, really, really good.
Ross, Garrett Wilson rumors continue. How much would this change your viewpoint of where the Browns are at if they're players, and should they be players in the Garrett Wilson sweepstakes?
What year is this for him? How many years are left of his contract?
Oh, he just signed a contract extension, so I think he's got three or four left.
Oh, he just did get the extension.
Yeah, yeah. And the trade is actually doable with everything and the cap ramifications. It'd be fine. You could clear it.
Yeah, I would strongly consider that if I'm the Browns. I mean, because I know what you guys are going to say is, look what Flacco did with the Bengals. Why can't you do it with the Browns? And what I was going to tell you is, have you seen Ja'Marr Chase play football? Or have you seen, even to a lesser extent, T. Higgins? Like, I would take T. Higgins over Jerry Jeudy any day of the week. So that's two Bengals receivers I'd rather have than the Browns' best receiver. I think that's a problem. You know, you're going to have a young quarterback one way or the other. I think it'd really be nice if you had a truly high-end receiver. Jeudy is not that. I don't know that he's ever been that. I know there are some statistical years where he's been pretty good, but I would feel much better about Garrett Wilson than I would Jerry Jeudy moving forward.
Ross, this obviously is a matchup of a guy who used to work on the Brown staff, Mike Vrabel, and then the guy who still heads the staff now, Kevin Stefanski. They're both thought of to be two of the better coaches in the NFL. Who would you rather have as an NFL head coach, Mike Vrabel or Kevin Stefanski?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I think it probably depends on what you're looking for and who. Like, if the answer is Vrabel, I got to know who the offensive coordinator is. And on some level, if the answer is Stefanski, I got to know who the defensive coordinator is. You know, and I think Stefanski did a really good job having Jim Schwartz as a D coordinator. And I think Vrabel's done a really good job getting Josh McDaniels. But that's such an important ingredient. I mean, McDaniels is the biggest reason why Drake May's playing this well, which is the biggest reason why the Patriots are actually good. And then for the Browns, you know, Schwartz has had a major impact on the positive games they've had, the positive seasons they've had in recent years. And so you get to give Stefanski credit for that. I think most teams would tell you, or most owners would rather have Stefanski than Vrabel. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is Vrabel's personality is not for everybody. And secondly, the concern you have if Vrabel is your head coach, typically, is that he's not an offensive mind. He's not going to call the offensive plays. So if you have success with him as your head coach, that probably means you're moving the ball, scoring points. Probably means your offensive coordinator is going to get a head coaching job elsewhere, which is not what you want. Now, that's not going to happen with Josh McDaniels because he's not going to get a third chance. So that kind of mutes that, but or makes that moot, whatever. But, yeah, that's the answer. Really, really good question. Really close.
Nice. Shador is not going to get any reps with the starters in practice. That's what Stefanski came out and said today. All those reps are going to go to Dylan Gabriel. He did acknowledge that Gabriel got starting reps when Flacco was the starter here. Is that the right approach with how we should be handling this?
Yes, it is. Give Dylan Gabriel every rep he can possibly get, every chance to be successful. And then when you decide, if you decide that you've seen enough, then give Shador Sanders every rep possible, every chance to be successful. You know, I think it goes both ways. When Shador gets his opportunity, which I still suspect that he will, I don't think you want to take away any of his reps. I think you want him to see, especially him, to see everything as much as he can.
Ross, we've had, I would say, disagreements on how we evaluate or maybe what we expect out of Dylan Gabriel. And it's been interesting to kind of have these conversations 3 weeks in. And we also yet had Terry Bradshaw say he thinks Dylan Gabriel is going to be a star. So if I gave you four designations where to label where you think Dylan Gabriel will land on the quarterback spectrum, star, system quarterback, starter, backup, or roster filler, where are you leaning after three games with Dylan Gabriel?
I'm going to put him right now in the 28 to 40 category, which means if he's your starter, you would probably, like low-end starter, high-end backup, if he's your starter, you would probably hope to have somebody better. If he's your backup, you'd be thrilled. That's my guess right now.
How long do you think he's going to be able to be the starter here for the Browns? Is it just as long as they win games like they did on Sunday? Where, I mean, it's a 25-point win. He didn't turn the ball over. Is that just the recipe? Or at some point, is Stefanski going to demand more?
No, I mean, as long as they're winning and he's showing progress, I would suspect they'll leave him in there. The really interesting question is, how much does he have to do so that they don't draft somebody next year? That's fascinating. So there's two questions. Question one is, how much does he have to do to stay in there and then not see what Shador has? Is question one. Then question two is, if he does enough to fend off Shador for the whole year, is that enough where they don't draft somebody next year? You guys have some good topics compared to other cities.
Doesn't always feel great. Ross, looking to other NFL cities, Woody Johnson didn't have the Woody Johnson, Justin Fields bus toss that happened this week.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you would do that. I think he thought that he was defending his head coach, Aaron Glenn, but it seems pretty unnecessary for him to have handled it the way he did. And now I see these reports that Tyrod Taylor is questionable with a day-to-day with a knee injury. So now they might have to start the guy that the owner just said can't complete a pass. I mean, you can't make this stuff up sometimes if you tried.
It felt like we saw Russ broke character on the internet yesterday. What do you make of the idea that him and Sean Payton are now just trading barbs publicly?
Well, I think Payton was clearly taking a dig at him, but it was kind of a subtle one. But obviously it really, really triggered Russell Wilson, because he totally escalated it to another level. And I think out of character is a great way to describe it. You don't expect that from him.
All right, Ross, one more. This weekend we had a gluttony of just ridiculous defensive pass interference calls that altered games. And I think one of the narratives on social media is we've reached a point where we're calling pass interference on either side of the ball too much. Do you think we're too tight with calling pass interference in the NFL right now?
Yes, I do. I think we're too tight with calling everything. If I was commissioner for a day, I would get on the call with all these guys and say, guys, when in doubt, don't throw the flag. That would be my number one messaging to all the officials. When in doubt, don't throw it. Nobody wants more flags. Now, if it's your team and you think the guy got interfered with, you want them to throw it. But if they're consistently only throwing it when it's really obvious, then you can live with that as long as it's even both ways. That would be my I see some of these illegal contacts that get called, some of these holds away from the play. It drives me nuts.
Ross, we know you got a boogie, buddy. We appreciate you. Can't wait to hear you on the call of Vikings Chargers on Westwood One tomorrow night. You're great as always, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Later,
dude.
Oh, he saved it. I was going to be.
Do you think he was on in Pittsburgh for a second?
I was going to be vexed. Why is he surprised that people in sports talk like sports talk?
He was very shocked by that. I don't know why that surprised him as much as it did.
He had already done 7 minutes on fast food, so I didn't want to go back at him on that because I wanted to get some football there.
Yeah,
but
he
I was
really
like,
felt like he got like his hand caught in the cookie jar. It's like, it's not a big deal that you just offered up the same thing you offered to us, to Pony. That's okay, but it is they're on a platform. The Odyssey app exists. We can all listen to these things.
If we had had time, I would have said, because, you know, Jim Costa, my buddy, does mornings. He's going to be on there tomorrow with John Jansen. And I was like, I'll make sure to shout me out on that show. That would show Jim. And we didn't have time for it. I'll text him in. That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross Tucker Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Why are they angry?
Well, no, because the first one, you sing it, and this one, I'm given variety.
Why is Nationwide, why are they angry at me?
No, they're on your side, right?
Why does it sound like Joker?
Oh, I was kind of going for a Batman, like, for the good of Gotham, Nationwide is on your side.
I thought that was Ledger's Joker.
I really feel really bad for anybody's ears that just heard that right now. I hope you weren't listening in large volumes there, or loud volumes even. That being said, Ross had a really interesting thing to say about Kevin Stefanski versus Mike Vrabel. And I feel like this should change in the NFL. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.